Going. Okay, we're on Daf Gimel tonight. Let me begin on the bottom line on Beis Amud Beis. Okay, 2b, the bottom line. So if you remember yesterday's Gemara, we said that the Mavui, we have a Korah at the entranceway of the Mavui, and according to the Chachamim, it can't be more than 20 Amud high. And Rav explained, it was really a member of Rav Yehuda, the name of Rav, that they learn it from the Beis HaMikdash, from the Petach Heichal. The entranceway of the Heichal was also 20 Amot high and 10 Amot wide. And so that's where the Chachamim, again, the Dinam Avui, the Dinam we're learning are Dinam Durabanan, that's where the Chachamim modeled it on. That's what we said. And also there was a Braisa yesterday. This was 15 lines to the bottom. Tanim Avui Shugvoa Me'asurim Ayotirmi Pidcho Shal Heichal Yemayit. If it's higher than the Petach Heichal, that l'chora seems to give proof to Rav that it's related on the Petach al-Heichal. So the bottom line, last two words, Elamiata, now Gimel Amud off the top line, Elamiata lo tahani le amaltra. So if that's the case, amaltra is like a protuberance, a protrusion. It means it's something that would attract your attention. So Chazal teach us that if the Korah is higher than 20 Amot, but it has an Amaltra, it's like a flashing light. Not that it's a flashing light, but something that would attract people's attention, so then it's still kosher as a Korah. So, lo tani li Amaltra, da ha'echal Amaltra ha'bilei, v'apilu haki esrima hu de'gavoa. In other words, the entrance to the Heichal had an Amaltra, something to attract attention. We'll see in a minute. But notwithstanding that, it was 20 Amot high. So if you're modeling it on the entranceway, the Heichal, even though there's an Amaltra, it's just 20 Amot. It shouldn't be a waiver to go more than 20 Amot. Ditnan, because we learned the Mishnah Masechet Midot, Chamesh Amaltra Ot, Shamela, Hayu Al Gabab Zulam Alamizu, Zulam Alamizu. Now this Mishnah is describing the entranceway of the Ulam, but the Gemara is going to explain that the entranceway of the Heichal was the same way. They had five beams, and there's a picture in the art scroll, and maybe you have other picture books as well, that say that there were five beams, one on top of the other, that were, you know, to attract attention. But notwithstanding that, it was 20 amot high. So the Gemara says on the fifth line, "Behind my tiyufta, what type of question is that? Dilmi ki tanya hi the amaltarod v'ulam tanya." Maybe that Mish is only speaking about the Ulam and the entrance to the Heichal didn't have an Amaltra. He says, and again, but the Amaltra by the Heichal, it means like decorated piece of wood, something that would attract your attention. He says, Kitani of the Amaltra, but Ulam Tanya, Bahai my Kush, what type of question is that? Dilma Tavdin Heichal, Kitavdin Ulam. In other words, maybe, even though it says Dilma, it means that it was that way. The Tavdin of the Heichal was the Tavdin Ulam. In other words, the way the Ulam was is the same way the Heichal was, the design of the entranceway. He says, Alama Amar, Rabbi Law, Amarav, so Rechava Arba, Afpisha Eina, Berea, Vimishla Amaltra, Afil Gavo Yotermi, Srimama, Eino Tzrich Lamait. So now this is like the end of the question that he was asking initially. Why does Rav say, the first halakha we don't need, if the Korah is four tefachim wide, even though it's not so strong, it's still good, it's still strong, good as a Korah. That's a different halakha. The Korah has to be able to support an Ariach, but if it's wide, it's okay, even though it's not so strong. He says, V'myesha amaltara, filu gavo yotermi esrima, ino tzarek lamayid. That's the key line. If it has an amaltra, a protuberance, something that attracts attention, so even if it's more than 20 amot, it's okay. So here, Rav was saying that we're learning it from the petach of the Heichal, that we learn the din of the Mavui from the entranceway of the Heichal. The entrance of the Heichal had a amaltrot, but notwithstanding that, it was still 20 amot in height, and yet here, Rav is learning that if I have an amaltra, it can be more than 20 amot in height. So Amar Rav Yosef, amaltra, Matnitahi. So Rav Yosef says this din of Amaltra that you just quoted the name of Rav, it wasn't Rav that said it. It was a Braisa. And the Gemara will still have a question with it. It was still a Braisa. So the Gemara says, Man Katani La, is it a reliable Braisa who taught it? So Amar Abaye, Ba'acham Abre de Rabba Baravua Katani La. It is reliable. Ham the son of Rabba Baravua taught this Braisa. So the Gemara says, this din that if it has an Amaltra could be above 20 Amo, that's a Braisa. So the Gemara says, "Vetevi amaltra manita." So it is a brisa. So v'tikshi le'rav. So I still have a kash on Rav. Rav says we learn from the Petach Leheichal. That's where the Chachamim learn from the Petach Leheichal. But then the Brisa says if it has an Amaltra, it could even be higher. But from the Petach Leheichal, it doesn't seem to be that way. So Amar Lach Rav, Rav would say to you, Dalan Amehacha, in other words, take me out of the conversation. Let's say I'm not in part of this conversation, Rav is saying. Matniyata mino kashana adade. Isn't there a contradiction in the Brises? One Brisa, the Brisa that I quoted at the beginning of the Daf, said it was like the Petach Leheichal, that the Mabui is modeled on the Petach Leheichal. And the second Brisa says if it has an Amaltra, it could be even more than 20 Amot. He says, Elamayit lach lemeimar Tanaihi. So you're forced to say it's Machloka Tanai, meaning one Tana says we learn it from the Petach Leheichal, and then it's limited to 20 Amot, and the other Tana is saying no. And if it's an Amaltra, it could even be higher. He says, so Ladidi Nami Tanaihi. So with me also, so I'm saying that it was learned from the Petach Leheichal, but another Tana has a different opinion on this. All right, any questions on what we did so far?
So what is Rav holding? That even with it has to maximum 20?
Right. So Rav is holding that that the Chachamim modeled it on the Petach of the Heichal, and as a corollary to that, it can only be 20 Amot high.
Even with the Amot Torah.
Right. That's right. That's right. Okay. But then Rav will concede it's a Machloka Tanayim.
Tanayim.
Okay. What's up, Olivia? Olivia, you have to unmute yourself. I can't hear you.
How come today between two telephone posts we have a very thin wire?
You're talking about we're talking about a mavui here. You're talking about our Eruv. The Eruv works with the Tzura Petach. We didn't get there yet. Livia, you're on the right track, but we're not there yet. Wait. We're not at the dinim that you're asking. But that's working with the idea of a Tzura Petach. Okay, all right. What do you have for me, Fern, and then we'll get to you, Michael.
What are the dimensions? Does the Korah have specific dimensions that it needs to be?
Yeah, we're going to come up to it in the Mishnah. Not yet, but we'll get to it, okay? All right. Michael, did you have something, or you're good? Okay, let's go on. Okay, now, so we're around 20 lines down on Gimel Amud Aleph. Everybody with me? Okay, so the Gemara says, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Lo Rav Matniyah Date Lo Kashin. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, without Rav, the Brises are not contradictory. Rav is the one who gave the twist. Rav said the Brisa from yesterday, it says it can only be 20 Amot, like Kipitcho Shel Heichal. So Rav says it means that they were modeling it on the Petach Leichal. Nachman Yitzchak says no. He says, L'Rabbanan Korah Tamamoi Mishum Hekera. According to the Chachamim, what's the purpose of the Korah? It should just be like a sign that people see. How does he translate Hekera here? What is he saying? He says, yeah, a reminder. In other words, people see the Korah and they're reminded, this is one Rishus, this is a different Rishus. So back in the Gemara, he says, so when the Tana said that it's up to 20 Amot, like the Petach Leheichal, according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, it didn't mean that the Chachamim were modeling it on the Petach Leheichal. It's just a mnemonic device for you to remember that it's 20 Amot without an Amaltra. In other words, the whole reason for the Korah is Hekera. Just a reminder that people remember, here's the Mavui, here's Rishus HaRabim. And when the Brisa said in yesterday's Daf, Kipitcho Shel Heichal, it didn't mean the Chachamim were modeling it on the Petach of the Heichal, the way Rav understood it, according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. It just meant that's a mnemonic device to remember that a Korah could be up to 20 Amot high, like the Petach of the Heichal. But in Achinami, if it has an Amaltra, it could be higher, because then everybody noticed the Amaltra, the protrusion, the protuberance, and that also serves it. Okay? Now, let me just do a few more lines, then I'll pause, okay? For Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Hanicha Ilo Sfir Leha Derabba. So if Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, now, again, so according to Rav, so the Mavui is working one idea, the Petach HaHeichal, and Sukkah, we also have a similar machloket, that the Sukkah only can be 20 Amot high, that's so people should see the Schach. But he says, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Hanichi Ilo Sfir Leha Derabba, El Yisfir Leha Derabba, he holds from Rabba, Dama Rabba, that your generation should know that I put the Jews in Sukkot when I took them out of Egypt. He says, up until 20 Amod, a person realizes he's in a Sukkah. In other words, I see the Schach. He says, because the person doesn't look. If it's higher than 20 amod, I don't necessarily remember. I'm in a sukkah. I don't see the schach. So it's alma gabi sukkah nami bekeira pligi. So if that's the case, if you take it what Rab is saying, mavui and sukkah are both working with the idea of heker. Heker was reminder. What did he say? What did he say here? How do you translate Hekera?
Reminder,
right. So they're both working like with a reminder. In other words, the Mavui reminds me, here's the Mavui, here's the Shusha Rabin. And the limitation on 20 Amot by Sukkah is to remind me that I'm in a Sukkah, that I'm in a Sukkah. So he says here, Sukkanami Behekir Pligi, if Lugi Batarti Lamali, why do we need two machlokot, which seem to be identical, i.e., between the Chachamim and the Tana Rabbi Yehuda? He said, in other words, in each case, the Chachamim hold you limited to 20 Amot, and Rabbi Yehuda says it could be even higher than 20 Amot. So that's by the Mavui and it's by the Sukkah. So the Gemara says, Sricha, I need the Tana to teach me the machlokot by both of them. The Yashmin and Gabi Sukkah, if he would only tell me by the Sukkah, Bahaka Amar Rabbi Yehuda came in the Yeshiva Avira. Shalta Bayinat. So I would say, since the sukkah is made to be dwelling, I sit, I lie, I sleep in the sukkah, I can lie down on my back in the sukkah, so I'll see the schach, you know, I'm living in the sukkah, I'll see it. So even if it's more than 20 amot, I'll see it. He says, Aval mavui de lehiluchavid, emamoda lehul rabbanan. But by the mavui, that people just walk in the mavui, they don't lie down in the street of the mavui. So I'd say the Rabbi Yehuda there agrees with the Chachamim, you're limited to 20 amot, because people don't look higher than 20 amot. V'yashmin b'ha'an, if you only told me by the mavui, b'ha'a kama rabbanan, I would say, here the Chachamim say you're limited to 20 amot, av b'ha'ach emamoru le Rabbi Yehuda. I say, by the sukkah, they agree with Rabbi Yehuda, sricha. So mela, it's srichus, I need both. Okay, any questions? What do you got? Michael, you have a question, or are you good? Okay, everybody good? Like when I see you raise your hand, I think it's like you have a
good translation on the hector when we were talking about the mavoi was reminder.
Right.
When we were talking about the sukkah, it was noticeability.
All right. But the same idea. In other words, you see it, you're reminded where you are, what it represents. That's the idea. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. Everybody with me? Okay, the last narrow line on Gimel Amud Aleph, 3a, the last narrow line. My amaltra, what's the amaltra? We said a protuberance, but what does it mean, the amaltra? And again, the idea is I have this protuberance coming out of the korah, so then I notice it. Oh, you see this thing over there. So my amaltra, Rav Chama Berei D'Rab Baravu Amar Kine. He says kine means like bird's nest. It means like they had these like protuberance that looked like bird's nests, you know, like they said cornices in the korah. He says, Ki ata Rav Dimi Amar, Ami B'mam Rava, Paski de Arza. So when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Israel, he said they say in the West, in Eretz Israel, it's Paski de Arza means like well, here there's a lot of different translations you can have for this. So Rashi takes it, it's like long poles. Like it sounds like from Rashi, there's like a pole that goes from the Korah to the rear of the Mavui. But other Pshatim, they quote from Rabbeinu Chananel, and it says it means cedar boards that are four tefachim wide. In other words, so it's like you see the cedar and it's four tefachim wide, it grabs your attention. So, or he quotes from the Rashba, he says, Paski de Arza means striking pieces of cedar that are attached near the Korah. So I have near the Korah like these pieces of cedar, so it grabs everybody's attention. But the idea is, it's like the flashing lights. That's the idea. It's like the flashing lights, so everybody sees it. So let's see back in the Gemara. Now the Gemara takes it, the kine are more noticeable than the paske de arza. So the Gemara says, mandamar paske de arza koshkin kine. The one who says it's paske de arza, so the kine certainly is good as an amaltra. Mandamar kine about paske de arza lo. He says, but the one who says kine would hold that the paske de arza is not sufficient. Umandamar paske de arza maitama. The one who says paske de arza, why does he feel that that's sufficient? Mishum d'nafish mashche. It's like long. This works better with Rashi. Rashi shot it was like a long pole that extends like to the back of the mavui. So it's d'nafish mashche. But you can see with the other pshatim as well, like with the pieces of cedar or whatever, it's long enough to grab your attention. So the Gemara says, v'asukka d'nafish mashche v'kam rabbanan d'lo. But sukkah is a lengthy piece. The schach, and then with the length of a sukkah, goes for a bit. And notwithstanding that, the Chachamim hold is limited to 20 amo. We don't say it's like an amaltra. Now I notice the schach. So he says, Ella, kaven de kachashiv yidle kalos. So the Gemara says, Ella is like press a delete button. Ki kachashiv, since it's so chashiv, the item, works better with that piece that we had from the, I think from the Rashba. In other words, like it's so chashav, the item that's there, so it like kala, so it's it becomes well known is the way the article translates it. People know it's there, their attention's drawn to it, and by extension, the Korah itself. Okay, so that's that piece. Everybody,
how does that answer the sukkah? Why doesn't it work for sukkah?
Yeah, because in the sukkah you only have the schach. You don't have anything that's so important there. In other words, like the pieces of cedar, they have the chashivas. So people say, oh, look at these pieces of cedar here. So
and they'll see the korah.
You're right, then they'll see the korah. But by the schach, you just have like the leafy things. Okay, all right. So I'm moving on. Everybody good? Okay. So now we're on the fourth wide line on Gimel Med Aleph. All right. So Miksa Korah B'toch Esrim, Miksa Korah L'malam Me'esrim, Miksa Tzchach B'toch Esrim, Miksa Tzchach L'malam Me'esrim. Now, the question is, we said that the Korah can't be more than 20 Amot high. That's the way we understand it right now. So let's say some of the Korah has a certain thickness. Let's say some of the Korah is above the dotted line and some of the Korah is below the dotted line. Or the same thing with the schach. I have like this thick schach. Some of the schach is above the 20 amot and some of it is below the 20 amot. So I'm a rabbi, b'mavui kasher b'sukkah pasul. So rabbi says we're going to have two lashonot. The first lashon is, he says, by a mavui it's kasher, by a sukkah it's pasul. So ma'ishanam, b'mavui de kasher, why is it kasher by the mavui? The meaning close, and we would say like thin it out. It means like I'll imagine it as if like a piece of the korah isn't there, and I'll just use the one that's below the dotted line. So sukkanami lema close. So by sukkah, I could also say let's imagine the schach that's above the dotted line isn't there. So ikal shed havi lakamatem ruba misilta. So by the sukkah, if I clip it off, so now I have more sunlight than shade. I need to have more shade than sunlight. So the Gemara says, but hakanami kal shed havi lakorah nitel beruach. But the same thing by the korah wouldn't work. In other words, we're trying to find a svara that works by the mavui and doesn't work by the sukkah. So, but what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So if I chop off the schach and now I don't have enough schach, so I chop off the korah and now I don't have enough korah, because the Gemara says it'll be a korah nitel beruach, a korah that can be blown away by the wind. So the Gemara learns later on, the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph learns the korah has to be strong enough to support an ariach, to support a half brick. So now if I'm chopping off everything that's above 20 amot, not good. So neither one good. So el al korcha nasu kishvud mishal matechet. So you're forced to say that notwithstanding the fact that some of it is above 20 amot and some is below, we're going to view it like the part that's below kishvud mishal matechet, like an iron spit. In other words, in essence, we're saying we're going to view it, even though part of it is above 20 amot, we're going to view it as one solid object. So the Gemara says, "Hakanami al korcha nasei siltam ruba mechamata." So same thing also by the schach. So again, we're back at square at ground zero. We're trying to figure out why did Rabba say by the mavui it's good, by the sukkah it's not good, and when svarah was good for one, it's good for the other one. So Amar Rabba miparzikaya sukkah liyachid he lo midkar. So he says a sukkah, which is, you're right. In other words, it is like a unit. So part of the unit is within 20 amot, you're good in both of them. But he says, sukkah liyachid hi lo midkar. Let's say by the sukkah, let's assume that the schach would thin out below the 20 amot line. So if I'm an individual that's made, a sukkah is made for an individual, I wouldn't remember, I'm just doing my own thing. Nothing reminds me of it. In other words, because now it's not good. If the part below 20 amot disappears, now I'm in gahak tzuris. Mavui de rabim mid kriya hadade. But mavui is made for the rabim. One person will remind the other person. So if the part below 20 amo disappears, so people say, oh, our mavui is not good anymore, and it reminds people. That's the way the Gemara gives a svar for Rabba. Why, just a minute, well, that's why the Gemara gives a svar for Rabba, why by the mavui it's good, by the sukkah it's no good. Okay? Now, Ravina Amar, sukkah duraita achmiru barabanan. Ravina says, sukkah is a din Torah, so the chamim were more machmir with it. In other words, it's a mitzvah the same in a Torah, so we're more machmir, whatever concern. If you're sitting in a sukkah, so the worst case scenario, you're violating the Torah on sukkahs. He says, achmiru ba rabbanan. Mavui is rabbanan, lo achmiru ba rabbanan. But the mavui, the worst case scenario, is you're violating Shabbos on a rabbinic level. There they weren't so machmir. That's his answer about why the mavui is kasher, but the sukkah is no good. All right, now let me do a little more. Rabada bar matna matni laha shmaita de rabba ibcha. He learned Rabba's statement just the opposite. Amar Rabba b'mavui pasul b'sukkah k'shera. Rabba said by a mavui is pasul by the sukkah k'shera. So now we go give a svara the other way around. He says maishna sukkah de k'shera de minan klosh. So why do we say b'sukkah k'asher? Because we're going to say we'll thin it out, like give it a haircut. So he says mavui nami lema klosh. We'll say sin mavui. So ikal shed havi la korin itel beruach. So if I snip off by the mavui, so now the mabui that's below 20 amo, it isn't, you know, it will be blown away by the wind, so it's not significant enough to be mabui, to be a kora. Hachanami yikal should have you come to rubi silta. The same thing would be true by the sukkah. Elo al korcha nasei silta mruba mechamato. So you're forced to say that we view it as a unit, and by the sukkah, so I have enough shade with it. So hachanami al korcha nasu kishvodim shel matechet. So if what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So by the korah also it's one unit. So amar Rabbi Parzikaya sukkah the yachid he rami anafshi midkar. This is the opposite as far as we said before. Before we said an individual won't notice; he'll be asleep at the till. Now the Gemara is saying one individual who knows that he has his sukkah will be keep a sharp eye on the sukkah. So if the part that's below 20 amot disappears, he'll be on top of the case with it, we're saying. He says, sukkah liyachid hi rami anafshe midkar, mavui to the rabbim hi samchi adadi below midkrei. The mavui is made for the rabbim, they each rely on the other person and nobody reminds anybody. Damri in Shin, here's a famous line to remember. He says, kidrit beishutve lo chamim velo krira. That the pot means like too many cooks spoil the broth. It means the pot that's you know being cooked by partners isn't hot, it's not cold. In other words, he's taking care of it. Nobody's taking care of it. All right. Now, Ravina Amar, Sukkah Duraita Lobay Chizuk. So here's again flipping the svara. Before we said on Duraisa we're going to be more machmir. Here the Gemara says Sukkah, which is Duraisa, doesn't require like Chizuk, like more more reinforcement. He says, Mavui Drabanan by Chizuk. Sometimes Dinim Drabanan require more reinforcement. So the Chachamim were Machvir, my Adin Drabanan. All right, let me just do a few more lines, then we'll summarize the whole sugya, okay? So, my Havala, what's the conclusion with this? So, again, we spoke about the Sukkah and the Mavui, where it was straddling the dotted line. So, Rabba Bar Rav Ula Amar Zevze Pasul. He says they're both Pasul. Rabba has split it. And he says, Rava Amar Zevze Kasher. Turn page on Gimel and Beis. So, he says they're both Kasher. He says, Chalal Sukkah Tanan, Chalal Mavui Tanan. So, he says that when we said 20 Amo, we misunderstood. 20 Amo doesn't mean that that's where the Korah has to be. You're allowed a space of 20 Amo below the Korah. So the Korah could be just above the 20 Amo. So Rava says they're both kasher, and the same thing by the Sukkah. So the space that's in the Sukkah, in other words, if the space from the ground to the Schach is 20 Amo, you're fine. And then the Schach begins. So the Schach begins at the 20 Amo line, and the other one as well. Let me just do a few more lines. Okay, Amalei Rav Papa LeRava Tani de Mesayalach. He says we learn a brisa that supports you. Again, Rava said they're both kasher. Mavui shu gavoa meyestrimama yoteri pitcho shel heichal yema eid. He says that if you have a mavui which is higher than 20 ama, yoteri pitcho shel heichal yema, you should make it lower. But heichal gufo chalalo estrim. In other words, the heichal itself has a space of 20 amot. So the fact that the Tana mentions the petach of the heichal. The petach of the heichal was 20 amot, and then you have the lintel. So the same thing by the mavui. Efe Rav Simi bar Rav Ashi Rav Papa Simi bar Ashi Yes Rav Papa Ketzad Yose Maniach Kora Misfat Esrim Ulamata. So here it sounds like you put the Kora in this brisa from the dotted line going down. That's the way it sounds like from the brisa Misfat Esrim Ulamata. Right? In other words, I have 20 amot, and then I put the Korah below that. So he says, so that's Akasha, because according to Rava, the dotted line for the Korah begins, you know, where they put the Korah above the dotted line. So he says, Ema Ulamata, Ulamala. Say, not Ulamata, Ulamala. In other words, he says, Bahalamata Katani. So the Gemara revises it. Hakam Ashvalan, Dilamata Kilamala, Malamala Chalala Esrim, Aflamata Chalala Asara. So he's saying like this, the Tana is teaching me two dinim. One is that with the 20 Amot, then I have the Korah. But the minimum shear, the minimum height for the Korah is 10 tefachim. So with 10 tefachim works the same way. So AF 10 tefachim, and then I put the korah. In other words, the korah is a maximum and a minimum. The maximum for the korah is 20 amot. The minimum is 10 tefachim. So just like the maximum, I have the 20 amot line, then I put the korah, if I choose. So too, by the minimum, I have the 10 tefachim line, then I put the korah. So the thrust of the brisa, let's go back to the brisa, is ketzed oseh, minyak korah misfat esrim, that in the words, misfat esrim, from the dotted line, then you put the korah, and then ulamata, and the same thing by the minimum shear, which is 10 tefachim, I have 10 tefachim, and then I put the korah. Okay, let's go back, and so again, so we got into the issue, in this sugya, about, first we started in if it was like, if it was like buttressing the dotted line, half above, half below, and then we had two lashonot about whether, according to Rabbah, whether the mabui's kasher, the sukkah's pasul, or the sukkah's kasher, the mabui's pasul. Then we said that Rabbah Bar Ula said they're both pasul, and Rabbah said Zebza Kasher, they're both Kasher, and that's the key. Rabbah says Chalal Sukkah Tanan, Chalal Mavui Tanan. They teach me the space has to be 20 Amot, not that the thing itself has to be within the 20 Amot. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Everybody good? Okay, nice to have you with us, David. David's in the Adirondacks. He's a fervent traveler, fervent traveler, even in these COVID season. He's able to find a place to go. All right, nice to have you with us, David. I'm glad that you have the connection. Okay, I'm moving on in the Gemara then, if nobody's got any questions. Okay, so we're on the 10th line on Gimel Amud Beis. Everybody with me? So Gimel Amud Beis, 10th line. So Amar Bai Mishmed Rav Nachman, Amat Sukkah Ba'amat Mavui Ba'amat Bar Chamisha, Amat Kilayim Ba'amat Bat Shisha. So there's Machlokin in the Gemara, or another Machlokin, but there's two Shirim for an Amma. An Amma is sometimes five Tfachim, sometimes six Tfachim. So it depends on the Halacha. So the fact that Rav Nachman says that by Sukkah and Mavui, it's a small Amma, it was five Tfachim is smaller than six Tfachim, and by Kilayim he says six Tfachim, we think that Rav Nachman is teaching us Chumras. In other words, where it works at a Chumra, we're going to be five Tfachim, and where it works at a Chumra to be six Tfachim, we'll do it that way. Now, he says that he's talking about the Sukkah and the Mavui, so we know what a Sukkah and a Mavui is, and then he says with the Kilayim is talking about a vineyard. You have a vineyard and you want to plant vegetables in the vineyard, and we'll see that. The Gemara will explain the situation. All right? So now the Gemara goes, okay, Amon Mavui ba'ama bat chamisha l'may hilchata, what halacha l'govo l'pirtzat mavui. So for the height, in other words, we said the height is 20 amot, so when I'm measuring 20 amot, I'll do it with the small amot, the amot with five tefachim. And then also for the pirtzat mavui, so if the mavui has a breach in its walls, which is wider than 10 amot, you're out of business. You're out of business with the mavui. So again, we're going to measure the breach with the five tefachim. That's a chumra. So the Gemara says, "Va'iyah meshach mavui be'arba amod ulakula." But I have the length of the mavui. There's a minimum shear for the length of the mavui from front to end, which is dalet amod. Typically, a mavui I think would be longer than that, but the minimum shear arba amod, that works out as a kula. In other words, if I say that it's a smaller shear, so now I'm like, you know, I get more mavuis are included in the category. So it says, Kaman damar b'arba tefachim. So either he holds, like the opinion says, it could be four tefachim, so then I don't have any problem whatsoever. It means the whole length of the mavu would be four tefachim. V'ibaydema b'arba amot, no, but he holds arba amot, v'rova amot ka'amar. When he says that the amot of the mavui are with five tefachim, he means most of the amot. And it was in Akinami, this din would be with six tefachim, because that works out the chumra that way, because the minimum shear works out that way. Okay, now Amat Sukkah, but Amabat Chamisha. We said when we're measuring the Amma by the Sukkah, we're going to use again the smaller shear, which is the five tefachim. L'may Hilkata, L'gova, the height of the Sukkah, that's similar to the Mavui, 20 Amot. He says, Ula Dofen Akuma. Dofen Akuma is the bent wall, I mean, people may remember from Sukkah or from other places. So if I have like a piece of the wall that bends over, so as long as it's within dalet amot of the wall itself, so I still have a kasher sukkah. You understand what I'm saying? So in other words, I have the wall, and then wall goes over up to dalet amot, and then I have a space. so I still have a kosher sukkah. You understand? In other words, I have like part of the roof is covered, part of the ceiling of the sukkah is covered with wall material. But as long as it's within dalet amo to the wall, so it's dofen akuma. So for that, I'm going to measure with a small shear. So va'ika meshech sukkah be'arba amo to the kula, but there's a kula by sukkah. I'm measuring the minimum shear for the sukkah. So the Gemara takes the dalet amo, it's machloket, but assuming it's dalet amo, that would be a kula, because if I'm using the smaller shear, so then more sukkahs are kosher. He says, D'tanya, Rebbe Omer, Omerani, kol sukkah she'en ba arba amal arba amal psula. Rebbe says, any sukkah doesn't have dalet amo be'dama, it knows psula. So the Gemara says, no, ki Rabbanan, he, Rav Nachman, is going like the Klamim, the Amri, afilu ena machzeka, the Rosho v'rubo v'shulchano. That even if it's Rosho, v'shulchano, rubo, Rosho, what is it, Rosho, rubo, and shulchano, it's kosher. That's the way we really hold, which I think we say it's seven tfakim by seven tfakim. The Ibai Reima, the Olam Rebbe, he, or I could say no, it's following Rebbe that has to be Dalet Amot by Dalet Amot, Varova Amot Ka'amar. In other words, when he said that by Sukkah we're going to use the smaller shear, he means for most dinim. In other words, you have three dinim, so for two dinim, the height of the Sukkah and Dofen Akuma, I'm going to measure the smaller one. But in Achinami, for the minimum shear of the Sukkah, I'm going to use the larger one. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
Yeah, can you explain the Dofen Akuma again?
Yeah. Do you have an art scroll in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So look on page 3B2. Do you see page 3B2?
Note 11.
Yeah. Yep.
You see the picture?
Yes.
So does that help you?
Can you explain it?
Yeah.
How much of it could be not kosher?
Up to Dalet Amot from the wall.
Up to Dalet Amot could be not kosher. So then we assume the wall is extending to it.
Right. Okay. Right.
Yep.
Okay. And do you have to put a woman to sit under it?
I'm not going to answer this question, okay?
No, but rabbis, the people cannot sit. What? They cannot sit under where there is no schach. People cannot.
No. You can't be yotze the mitzvah, but the sukkah itself is kosher. That's the key.
But you don't sit there.
You should not sit
that's
there.
That's the Ezrat Hanashim.
Okay.
All right. Let me move on. All right. Obviously, if a woman wants to fulfill the mitzvah sukkah.
Fern, you're getting a little aggressive there.
Yeah, you noticed.
Good for you, Fern.
Anyway, in other words, if a woman wants to fulfill the mitzvah sukkah, she needs to sit in the kosher part of the sukkah, okay? All right, let's see back.
And the sukkah has to be built bigger.
All right. Now let's take a look. So now further in the Gemara. All right, now.
See what happens when women learn Gemara.
All right, one, two. Okay, we're four lines above where it gets wide. Four lines above where it gets wide on Gimel Amud Beis. Okay, now we're up to Kilayim. Let me just say Kilayim. Kilayim, we're talking about. I have a vineyard and I want to plant vegetables in the vineyard. So if there's a clearing in the vineyard and the clearing is large enough, so I can plant the vegetables there. So that's the shear. We're going to use the larger shear for that. In other words, we're trying to find the minimum shear where I have the clearing in the middle of the vineyard, or if there's a clearing around the perimeter of the vineyard, that also would be enough. So, but in other words, we're going to get into all the shitot, but the idea is a minimum shear for those areas. So if I'm using it with a larger amma, which is what Rav Nachman says, so it's a chumrah. In other words, I'm going to use the sixth tefach amma, okay? So the Gemara says, Kilayim b'ma b'tshisha l'may hilchata l'karachat ha-kerem l'makol ha-kerem. Karachat ha-kerem, like karachat means like baldness, but it means like the expanse of the kerem. It means like an empty place in the middle. L'makol ha-kerem would be around the perimeter of the kerem. Did not, because we learned the Mishnah. This Mishnah is Masechet Kilayim. Karachat ha-kerem Beit Shammai Amrim Esrim V'Arba Amod. So Beit Shammai says it has to be a minimum of 24 amod. And if you have the art scroll, they have a picture of it. So let me just do a little further and then we'll get to the picture. So if you look, if you have the art scroll, you have it. If you don't have it. But the dalet, you see in the picture, there's vineyard, and then there's an expanse in the middle. Everybody see it? So you have vineyard, and an expanse in the middle. So the dalet amod that abuts the vineyard, that's a work area for the vineyard. That's a minimum. I have to have dalet amod there. Then beyond that, I need an area, according to Beit Hillel, which is at least Dalet Amot to be a field, but I need Dalet Amot for one side of the vineyard, I need Dalet Amot for the other side of the vineyard, so I need 8 Amot, plus the Dalet Amot is 16 Amot. according to Beit Shammai, I need 8 amot and 8 amot. 8 amot for each one is a field. So see back in the Gemara. So Beit Shammai esrim v'arba amot. Beit Shammai says minimum of 24 amot. Behul rim shesh esrei amot. Umachola kerem. Machola kerem. Let me see. If you look in the art scroll, you'll see it on page, the next page. He's got machola kerem, which is the area that's abutting the wall. So in other words, if I have like an empty expanse that's abutting the wall between the vineyard and the wall, he says, Beit Shammai Amrim Shesh Esrei Amot. Beit Shammai says, I need a minimum of 16 Amot. Ubihil Amrim Shteim Esrei Amot. And Behil says, I need 12 Amot. So if you look, Behil says, I need 12 Amot. I need 4 Amot near the wall because I don't want to undermine the wall. So if I'm working near the wall is going to fall down. And I need 4 amot near the vineyard. I need the work area for the vineyard. And then I need 4 amot in the middle to be considered an independent field. So 4, 4, and 4 is 12. Then according to Beit Shammai, same thing, 4 by the wall, 4 by the vineyard, but then I need 8 amot in the middle. Beit Shammai holds it's not a field unless it's 8 amot. Okay? Now, on the second wide line of the Gemara, Ezui Karachara Kerem. What's Karachara Kerem? We said the expanse. Kerem Shecharevim Saito. It's like charev. In other words, it's like there's nothing in the middle of it. He says, Ein sham shesh esrei amot. It is not 16 amot there. Again, he's working now within the shita of Beit Hillel. So if there's not 16 amot, he says, Lo yavi zera l'sham. You shouldn't bring seed there. Hayu sham shesh esrei ama, no tein lo kidei avodato, v'zoreya et amotar. So he, So he says, I have to allow the zone to work the vineyard, the 4 amot near the vineyard, with Zoreta Motar, and all the rest of residue and remainder I can plant. Okay, so that's, we want to have a large shear that creates a chumra if I do an ama with 6 tvachim. On the fourth wide line, this is still the Mishnah, the Ezehu Machol HaKerem, what's Machol HaKerem, which is around the perimeter near the wall, Bein kerem legader, between the kerem and the wall. He says, Ein sham shtei misrei ama. Again, we're working within the sheet of Beit Hillel. Lo yavi zera l'shama. You sham shtei misrei ama. If there's 12 amot, no tein lo kidei avodato. So I have to allow 4 amot near the kerem. He says, v'zoreya et ha-sha'ar. I can plant the rest. Okay, so again, so we said that, Rav Nachman said that by the kilei ha-kerem, by kilayim, we're going to use the larger shear. That's the din that we're using, larger shear. Okay, good? Okay, now let me just do one for the kill. Now, the Gemara says, yeah, but if I'm going to use the larger shear, so every chumra becomes a kula under certain circumstances. There is a kula that will be yielded. So he says here, Ditnan, Kerem anatua pachot mi arba amod, Reb Shimon omer eino kerem, v'chachamim omerim kerem. Let's say I have a kerem, and the rows of the kerem are within dalet amod of each other. So then, Reb Shimon says that's not considered a kerem. So if it's not a vineyard, so then I have all sorts of kulas now with, in terms of planting vegetables. So if it's not, so again, I'm using the larger shear. So if the rows are within dalet amot of each other and I'm using a larger shear, so I have a kula, then it might not be a kerem. In other words, if the rows are close enough and they just make it, but I'm using larger shear, so it's not a kerem. So now I have a lot of kulas al pi halacha. He says, and the chamim say it is a kerem. So v'ro'im et emtsa'im ki ilu einam. So the chamim say it is a kerem, and the ones that are close by, we're going to view it like it's not there. In other words, I have like row. So every other row, I'll view it's not there, and it's a kerem. So the Gemara says kerabanan to amri habi kerem. So I can say Rav Nachman is holding like the chamim. Well, it is a kerem. So then the question is, there's no question anymore. He says, or I could say no. He's going like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is not a kerem. He says v'rov amot ka'amar. He says in Akinami, for that din, the chumra would be the 5 tefachim one. I'll use the 5 tefachim shear. Okay, v'rav amishrei d'rav Nachman amar kol amot b'ma bat shisha. So this is a different opinion. Now again, earlier we began the sugya. What did we say above? Who are we quoting? We have it here. Where is it? Yeah, Abaye mishrei d'rav Nachman. So Abaye is the one who quoted Rav Nachman that by Sukkah and Mavui, we're using the 5 tefachama. By Kilayim, we're using the 6 tefachama. So now we have Rabba says the name of Rav Nachman. So that was by the name of Rav Nachman. Rabba says in Rav Nachman, Kolmo Ba'ama Bachisha. we always use the amma, the sixth tefach amma. We're always using the sixth tefach amma. He says, Ela halalu sochakot valalu atzevot. But there is a difference whether chumer or machmir. There is a bigger amma and a smaller amma. So sochakot means if I hold my finger looser, and that's sochakot. And then atzevot, if I hold them close to one another. So there is like some elasticity in the shear of an amma. So he's saying that where it yields a chumrah, so the smaller shear yields a chumrah, we said, by sukkah and by mabui, and the larger shear yields a chumrah by the kerem. So I'm going to use the larger shear, the sochakot, by the kerem. Now, there was in my art school, there's a mistake. I don't know if they corrected it in yours. If you look, tell me what you have. On page 3b3, the bottom line in English, last two lines, however, those that are loose, i.e. the amma units mentioned in the context of sukkah and mabui, are measured using an amma of six loose tefachim. Is that what yours says or not?
No.
Yeah.
It says, however, these are loose, the amma units mentioned in the context of kilayim.
Yeah, that's kilayim. Yeah, they corrected it. Yeah, because that was a mistake. Okay, you got it. You corrected. Good. You have the later edition. Okay, now I think that's it for tonight. Any questions on the daf? Everybody good? Well, I can't hear you. You're breaking up, Aaron Moshe. Try again.
I have a comment.
What?
The comment is, I have a comment.
What's the question?
A woman once came into Beis Medrash to Rav Tam, and she said she was divorced. She had little kids, a two-year-old and a four-year-old. So she said the kids are going to her husband for the first days. They're coming back chalamoy to her and for the rest of Yom. So she asked the shayla, she's not mechuyev, the kids are not mechuyev, she can't afford it, does she have to have a sukkah? So he answered her, yes. Are not mechuyev, but he said, a choshefa from Aisha Tzitkonius should have a sukkah. So the next day a sukkah arrived to a house. You know, of course, who sent the sukkah. Was Rav Palm sent to the sukkah, but he said a kosher refoa, a yidish refoa, should be sitting in a kosher sukkah.
All right.
In other words, she was sitting in the not under in an ezra stashim, but in the right spot. Sukkah.
All right.
Fern, I have a question. Fern,
yes.
The presentation that contained the story of your entering the Gemara class. Remember that?
All right. Let me end the recording, okay? One second.
I have a question, Rabbi.
All right. Ruth, doesn't seem like your question relates to the Gemara, so hold on one second. Okay, all right. So Yosef, what's your question?
Can you explain the klein that are next to each other again? The rows that are next to each other? I missed that part.
Yeah, in other words, the Chamim say, in other words, everybody agrees if the rows are too close, it's not considered a kerem. So the Chamim say we view the rows that are too close as if they're not there. So in other words, let's say I have a row every two amot. So the chum hold every other row, we view it's not there, and so I have rows that are four amot away from each other. Okay, now let me end the recording. Okay, that's it.